bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here. This week's story is from Sandra. She's a big Rogue One fan and is one of the hosts of the awesome podcast, The Story Geeks. So without further ado, welcome to episode 28 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hey, Sandra Dimas here, co-host for the Story Geeks podcast, where we dig deeper into science fiction, fantasy, and comic book stories. You know, I gotta say, for Star Wars, even though it's always been a fandom that I've been surrounded by, with cousins and friends and classmates being super into Star Wars, it wasn't until I was past my teenage years that I truly began to appreciate the stories and the characters of the original Star Wars trilogy. I think part of it was that I simply didn't have access to a lot of films. In fact, I can't recall a single VHS we owned because, you know, hashtag poor people problems. But when I finally was able to kind of access these movies, I truly started to enjoy the stories and characters. And really, it was with the help of my son. When he was finally old enough to see Star Wars in the theater, we went and saw Revenge of the Sith when it came out. So that was really my first new Star Wars movie that I saw in theaters. And I distinctly remember how overwhelmed with excitement I was when I saw Yoda fight Count Dooku, and it was really the first time I remember thinking, oh, like, I'm just as invested in this story as my son is. Then when my daughter came along and she was old enough to wear a costume without crying, she was Leia, my son was Luke, and my husband and I were Mr. and Mrs. Skywalker, you know, but minus the burned flesh and dying of sadness bit. Now the whole family is into Star Wars. In fact, for my son's birthday, it's in December, so we're usually at the theater getting to watch a new Star Wars film together. It's a great time just to be with family and geek out over these films. And going to Star Wars Celebration in 2015 was so magical. I got to see Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Gary Fisher, and Carrie kissed a fan full on the lips. It was awkward, but typical Carrie. And the universe is really truly lesser for having lost her. When The Force Awakens came out, I was immediately smitten with Rey and her theme song, shout out to John Williams. And of course, Poe giving me hardcore Han vibes, which I'm 100% okay with. I was definitely shocked that some fans were calling Rey a Mary Sue, and yet those same fans kind of blithely accept that Luke can go from zero knowledge to suddenly like being a saber-wielding hero who can skip out on his training like no bigs. Like, that was just kind of weird. But, you know, putting that aside, I really loved the Han and Ben scene, as hard as that was to see. I knew it was coming. It was such a tender scene. Harrison Ford, I think, did a fantastic job portraying a father tortured by his son's state and aching, really, for him to abandon the dark side, even calling him by his birth name, calling him Ben. You know, I had to hide my face because it was such an ugly cry that I did out in public in front of everyone. Then we had Rogue One, and holy crap, I love that movie. It's been so wonderful to see the franchise's casting has become more and more diverse. I remember reading a story about a woman who took her dad, who has a thick Mexican accent. She took him to see the movie, and her dad was so proud and really shocked that they had a character who wasn't trying to hide his accent, a character who sounded like him. And even Diego Luna responded to that and how emotional that made him, knowing that his presence on the screen helped someone feel seen and helped someone feel proud of what they sound like, and that the accent wasn't used for comedic effect. It was used to show a strong character. You know, I still kind of tear up thinking about how rare that is, and how special that is for people with Spanish accents. And then we get to The Last Jedi. Now, I know a lot of fans, have even left the fandom because of that movie, but I still love it. I especially love Rose. This movie came out months after my sister had passed away from cancer, and watching the opening scene with Paige using every bit of her strength to fight against the First Order. Like, first of all, that was a brilliantly shot scene, very much like a comic book panel. So just for that alone, it was beautiful. But the emotional impact it had on me, especially when I realized that Rose was her sister and that Rose was mourning the loss of her sister, you know, I was already crying minutes into the film. So there's an emotional attachment to that film, definitely. And I feel like the story was, you know, there were some problems with it, but overall, you know, I loved the movie and I felt like Luke's death really brought his story full circle, even with his theme kind of swelling as he becomes one with the Force. And a fun fact, my favorite director, Edgar Wright, has a brief cameo in this film, so I feel like I have to like it. But basically, you know, it was a great film. And overall, I'm so grateful for Star Wars films and the stories in them. We have deep themes of redemption, sacrifice, the consequences of hate. You know, and even though the prequels are still lacking a bit, they succeeded in bringing Star Wars to a new generation. And how fun is that? You get more and more people enjoying these stories. And now with Disney owning the franchise, we have new stories, new characters for generations of fans to fall in love with. And, you know, some fans are going to be snotty about the fandom and they're going to hate on certain characters. But whatever, I mean, we can choose to not focus on that, and especially not on social media. You know, we don't want to be hating on these films. Just choose to not like it, and that's fine. That's the downside of the Star Wars fandom. But overall, I think it has brought so much joy to so many people. And we can kind of agree to disagree if we don't like certain films or certain characters. It's a wonderful fandom to be a part of, and I'm so grateful that we have more stories coming from the Star Wars universe.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Sandra, and you can find her on Twitter at @sand_rad and her podcast at The Story Geeks. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at @lip_lightsabers and myself at @McCarterShannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.